Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith, and in this show we are going to discuss a topic that is in my seminar, Proactive Testing, Risk-Based Planning, Cut Software Overruns. And the topic is called Letting Testing Drive Development. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So, traditional software development certainly is driven by the development side of the house compared to the testing side. And what we are saying here is that there are advantages to letting testing drive development. And that seems kind of like a radical difference, and a lot of people would dismiss it out of hand. But I want to position this, give you some context and understanding for why we say it, and to let you know that this is not a political coup. We're not saying that the testing people take over politically, but we're saying that there are opportunities for information developed from a testing perspective to provide valuable assistance for the developers. And that testing perspective is one that is unlikely to come from traditional development and testing approaches. Traditional testing is reactive. It's reactive because it is reacting to the software that's been built. In many organizations, the testers don't get involved until the software has been built and handed over to them for testing. In some other organizations, the testers get involved shortly before that, but often without sufficient advance information to enable them to develop a sufficient set of tests for when the software does arrive. The approaches that proactive testing encourage, a number of them let testing drive development. They provide testing information that, in fact, developers can find very helpful. And let me give you an example. Typical developer works from programming specifications. Programming specifications are the directions to the programmer of how they should develop their program. Programming specifications are usually created by an analyst or a system designer, somebody in that capacity. And programming specifications, even when they seem simple, are often very easy to code incorrectly. Even the best developers have difficulty translating and understanding the specifications sufficiently to turn them into accurate code. And so one of the things that we have found is that in addition to providing specifications, that it's also valuable to provide to the developer information on how to test the developed code. Give the developer some test cases. Now, a test case is an input and/or condition and an expected result. And test cases, of course, have the advantage of being very concrete. And when the developer can see a concrete test case, or actually probably a number of concrete test cases, it can become much clearer to the developer how to develop the program in the first place. And so knowing how to test the program actually helps the developer code it correctly in the first place. And if they haven't coded it correctly, it helps the developer catch their errors before the program goes further. So the developer can code more correctly and can catch errors and fix them while the code is still in their control. And that's the least expensive way to find and fix errors. Now, providing tests for developers is not a typical thing. It's not what testers are ordinarily doing, for a considerable reason, because many testers don't get involved until the developer has already completed the code. So in order for this to work, the tester has to become involved early enough so that their tests can be given to the developer before the developer has written the code. And let me share with you a story that happened to me that relates to this. I was working with a large organization whose name you would know. I don't share my clients' names. And I was presenting a testing class, a 2 or 3 day testing class, and one of the people in the class was an analyst. And the analyst, in fact, her name was Jane, and her job was, you know, writing specifications for a group of programmers, for a group of developers. About 3 weeks after I had presented the class that Jane was in, I was speaking at a large testing conference, and lo and behold, a woman came up to me, and it was Jane. And she was attending the conference as well. And she said, "Robin, I've got to let you know that I used that technique that you suggested in class. That when I gave the specs to my developers, I also gave them a number of tests. And guess what they said?" Well, I didn't guess, but I might have, and I would have been wrong. Because Jane said, "They asked me for more of the tests." Now, I don't know of any tester, other than ones that are using the proactive testing techniques, who have ever been asked for more tests. But I think it's pretty evident why the developer asked Jane to give them more tests. I mean, the developers asked for more tests because the developers indeed found having those tests to help them, to enable them to code correctly and to catch their problems before they became bigger problems. Now, first of all, I would contend that that is what we call a WIFM, a what's in it for me. That the developers asked for more of those tests because they found the tests helpful to them, saving them their time, their effort, and their aggravation. And they also, I would say, that this is definitely a proactive rather than a reactive approach, and it's an example of how testing can drive development, how proactive testing can drive development, because reactive testing doesn't drive development. Reactive testing tends to interfere with development, especially from the perspective of the developer who's getting defects thrown back at them and their deadlines are not being reached and so forth. So this is an example of how proactive testing can help drive development. Let me give you another example from a different perspective. And by the way, in my courses, in my proactive testing courses, I have a number of examples, a number of different proactive testing techniques that as we use them, we point out that they are opportunities where testing can drive development. Let me tell you another technique where testing can drive development. This is a different perspective. This relates to the area called test management. And test management is ordinarily the responsibility of the test manager or test lead, somebody like that. And test management includes record keeping, things like defect reporting, but also record keeping related to defects. One of the types of record keeping that is especially common in organizations that create commercial software for sale, is to track what is called the arrival rate of new defects, and also to track in accordance and conjunction with that how many of the defects that have been found have been fixed, or conversely, how many of them are still open. And a technique such as a Rayleigh curve is used to graphically show the arrival rate of the new defects and the rate at which the defects are getting closed or the rate at which they are staying open. And by tracking graphically the rate at which new defects are arriving, we will see this Rayleigh curve. The nature of the Rayleigh curve is that there's usually, after there's been new or changed code, there's usually a fairly rapid increase in the number of defects. So when there's a change or new code, we find a lot of defects, a lot of new defects that we haven't found before. And then the number of new defects starts tapering off. And from the point at which the curve goes from ascending to descending is referred to as the knee of the curve. And then there's usually a gradual reduction in the rate of arrival of new defects. So we're finding fewer and fewer new defects in a given period of time, say in a week. And organizations can establish by prior agreement what's referred to as an acceptable quality level. So that by prior agreement, they can determine how many new arriving defects is low enough to say the software is okay. So when the arrival rate of new defects falls below this agreed upon level, then the software itself, the quality of the software, is determining when that software is suitable for going to the next phase, usually for shipment or delivery to the user. But it's not just the arrival rate of the new defects. You have to couple that with the extent of defects that have been found that are still open. And so, once again, by prior agreement, you can establish an acceptable quality level for open defects. So when the number of open defects gets below the acceptable quality level, and the arrival rate of new defects gets below the acceptable quality level for it, when those two criteria are met, then the software itself is saying, essentially, that it is good enough for going to the next point in the process, typically for delivery. Now, there are some qualifications, and that is that if any of those defects that are being found and have not been fixed are showstopper defects or critical defects, then all bets are off. So this type of approach, projecting the shipping date from the defects and indicating it, is a valuable technique where testing information, in this instance defect arrival rate and number of open defects, where testing information is in fact driving the development decisions, determining whether or not that code is ready to go out the door. And, you know, once again, I would suggest that this is a proactive approach rather than a reactive approach, and that even though it's mainly used by commercial organizations, it certainly is a technique that I think you could use internally as well, and it's one that everybody has a good reason to buy into. So these are a couple of examples of how proactive testing can help drive development. And it works because people find it beneficial. So I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows and hopefully in attending my seminars, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. Search for my seminars. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know the topic. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.